The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawale.
I'm really going to continue with what we've been talking about. I'm going to round up this morning the names of God in the book of the shepherds. But before we do that, I want to ask you, what does it mean to be bold? 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 Okay, how can you talk boldly? You know, somebody can still be bold in lying. Somebody can be bold in stealing. You stole instead of confessing. You are still bold and still shouting and telling the person. In fact, you are supposed to be arrested, but you are telling the person you were arresting. You know, there are some experienced thieves. They are so, if you are not careful, they will be the one to arrest you. And you will discover that at the end of it all, if the matter goes on, the same person who has been shouting that we arrest you, I'm sorry. I didn't know it's going to be like this. You now be wondering, why when a thief comes into the house, and he says, open the door. If you don't open the door, I will kill you. Open the door. Do you know that thief itself is afraid? That thief itself is afraid. Because he doesn't know what you have inside. But he wants to create fear inside of you. He talks boldly to create fear inside of you so that you will do it. You will do what it is bidding. But the thief is afraid. When the Bible says, you may boldly say, it means there are some things that may intimidate you. There are things that may not allow you to say that, but you must confront them and still speak in spite of it. That's why David said, in Psalm 91, and you will tread upon the lion. That's 13. You will tread upon the lion. What does the lion do? You don't, when you hear the sound of a lion, you better begin to run in the bush. The scripture says he lies down. He was describing Joseph as a lion. He said he lies down. Who will rouse him? Genesis chapter 49 verse 8. Now jump to verse 9. Everybody, let's go together. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. Who shall do what? As a lion, who shall rouse him? Give me another translation. You go, let's go. You are a lion's cub. Judah, home fresh from the kill. My son, look at him, crouched like a lion. King of beasts, who dares mess with him? So do you know that lions run away from some animals? I love watching this animal station.
in New York.
I learned so many things. And even lions run from some animals. But the way they only attack, one of the ways and lions attack is to first of all create fear in the midst of the other animals they want to, and they will scatter them. Once they scatter, they now see only one remaining. They now face that one. And when they attack, the first thing they do is to hit the head in the neck. They want to strangulate the animal to death. The Bible says Jesus is described as the lion of the tribe of Judah. The devil is not a lion. Talk to me, somebody. The devil is like a lion. He's not a lion. He's like a lion. He roars, create fear in the heart of people to make sure, to make them to run and to lose their courage. But the Bible tells, the Bible wants you to be bold like a lion. Even in intimidating situations, when it comes like a lion, it comes like a cobra. Intimidating situation, the Bible says you must be bold to say. You know, I keep saying the problem with the number of people in the church is that they find it difficult to use their mouth. Find it difficult to talk. But you can joke, you can say a lot of things outside. But when he uses his mouth, it's very difficult. Say what the word of God says concerning you. Look at what the scripture says there. It says, and you may boldly say, go back to Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Don't be getting worried about what somebody has, the car that somebody has, the house that somebody has, the thing that somebody has. Don't get yourself bothered about that. Don't get yourself worried. Don't lose your sleep and your peace because of that. Rather, say to yourself, don't bother about the threat of anybody. Say to yourself, don't keep quiet. The Lord, Hebrews 13 verse 5, say, let's look at it. Let your conduct be without what? But be content with such as you have. For he himself has said what? I will never leave nor forsake. Because of this reason, what will now happen? Look at the next verse. In other words, as a result of this, as a result of the assurance that he will not leave you nor forsake you, you get something this morning? Because of the assurance that he will not leave you nor forsake you, he will not disappoint you at the time of need. He said, because of that assurance, you may say it not timidly, not with fear. You must say it with courage, boldness. Like Daniel said, we know we are not afraid. Even if you throw us there, we know we were not going to bow head. We're not going to bow to this golden image. We wouldn't do that. They were so confident, they were not intimidated by the king. We will throw you into the fire. Say, forget about that one. Just forget about that one. We will not bow. We will do this. Forget about that. They were too confident. He said, because the Lord, I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do? I like you to say this morning, say to yourself, that's where we're going to start from. Say to yourself, the Lord is my helper. I will fear not. What can man do to me? Now, I like you to say it on your own boldly. Don't say it just for saying it's sake. Say it with assurance. Don't say, actually, I'm just in the church. I'm just. Say it boldly. Let the devil hear what you're saying concerning that situation, concerning your family, concerning your marriage, concerning your finances, concerning everything. Say it boldly. Let the hell hear it. Everyone, let's go. Two more times. One more time. Now turn to somebody and say it again boldly. Look at me. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Say, because he has said, he will not leave you, nor forsake you. You know, we've been looking at the names of God. I'm not going to spend so much time on the first. I'm going to conclude with the last one. Which the Lord is my, the Lord is here. Lord is here. That's Ezekiel 48 verse 35. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. If the Lord is here, meaning Jehovah what? What does it mean? Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. And I said, you know, at Psalm 23 verse 4. Psalm 23 verse 4. Can we read it together? One more time. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, I told you some time ago, the Hebrew word for that, for death, means darkness. It's like when I walk through the valley of darkness, darkness of what? Day, darkness of poverty, darkness of sicknesses, darkness of diseases, darkness of lack. Even when I walk through it, you know why I'm not going to be afraid? Because I know he's with me. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to set my eyes on what he has set before me, not on the darkness. I'm not going to get myself be looking at it. No. I'm not going to get myself disturbed about that. What I keep looking at is what he has said before me. Look at the next scripture. The next verse. You did what? Even in the midst of that shadow of darkness. I love that. Even in the midst of that thick darkness, in the midst of sicknesses and disease all around me, in the midst of insecurity, in the midst of all these troubles around me, I choose It's my decision. I'm not going to look at them. What I'm going to look at, I'm going to look at the table they have set before me. He set the table for me. So I'm not going to get myself worried. I look at the table he has set before me. And I said that there are three levels of God's presence in our life. You know, I said Jehovah Shammah is from Ezekiel 48 verse 35. Ezekiel 48, 35. Don't forget, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. The Lord is present. Ezekiel 48, verse 35. Don't you have it in your Bible? Okay, I'm going to read it. I don't know what is on or off here. All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits. And the name of the city that day shall be the Lord is there. The Lord is there. The Lord is here. The Lord is present. And I said there are three levels of presence, God's presence. Number one level of God's presence with the Old Testament believers experience. There are two of them they experience. God with them. God with them. So that was why they became a threat to the kingdom of darkness. They became a threat to the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amalekites. Because God was with them. And when he decided to withdraw from them, you remember that time? They went and fought against Jericho. Israel went and fought a great city called Jericho. And they defeated them. So with this, and God had warned them and said, please, I warn you. If you want my presence to always be with you, make sure you don't do some things. Don't take any of those accursed things. If not, I will withdraw my presence. So they went to remember the story. Achan took the accursed thing and hid it. Then the next time they fell, the next city to them was Ai, a small city. Remember, this is a small city. We defeated Jericho. What is this? We're going to finish them. We don't need many armies to go with us. Let just few of us go. And they went to fight against a small city called Ai. The small city destroyed them. Number of them were wounded. Number of them were killed. And they would grant back. They had a lot of casualties. And Joshua was pissed off. What happened, Lord? Why did you detain the Lord depart from his people? What happened, Lord? And they began to cry. They put ashes on themselves. And the Lord said to them and said, as long as you have not removed this accursed thing, someone in the midst of you has taken the accursed thing, I'm not going to go with you again. And he said, until the accursed thing is removed. So in the days of old, they had the presence of the Lord with them. Psalm 46, verse, you know, that's very familiar scripture, Psalm 47, 46. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength and my refuge. A present help. In what? Everybody say present help. Let me hear you say it again. A present help. Present. I always like, although I don't know how to say it properly, that I like this power one. Lower, lower, you know, lower, nigga. Lower, 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 you know, lower, lower, nigga, you. A present help in time of trouble. In verse 7, he said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You know who is the name? What's the name of the name? The Lord of hosts means Jehovah Sabaoth. Means Olorunomogun. The Lord of the angels' army. One angel killed 185 Assyrians. one angel. How many angels do you need? Talk to me, someone. How many angels do you need? Have. You don't even need one angel. One angel killed 185,000. 185,000. 185,000. Not 185,000. One angel killed 185,000. Talk to me in reality. How many angels do you need? Do you have 100 enemies? You alone? You have 100 enemies? You don't need it. One angel. The Bible calls the Lord is the Lord of hosts. Or Lord one more book. The Lord of the angels' army. He said the Lord of hosts is what? Let me give you a little story. Let's go through the scripture. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 32. Oh my God, thank you Jesus, thank you this morning. When the Assyrian king came against the children of Israel, and he started threatening them. You know, the children, the army of the children of Israel were on the wall. He now started making noise and said, hey, go and tell Hezekiah, hey, we will finish you. Who is the God you are trusting? Have you not found out from the God of Egypt? I destroyed them. Are you putting your trust in Egypt? Are you tripling your trust in this? I'm going to destroy them. The fool said, please, don't talk to us in this language. So that the rest people will not hear, they will be afraid. Talk to us in the Hebrew language. Don't talk in Arabic. Then no, we will talk, we want everybody to hear. So that they can be afraid when they hear the news. As they say, the Bible says Hezekiah had. Isaiah went to the Lord. And the Lord said to him, look at verse 7 and verse 8. Second Chronicles. One in media, please, please walk with me very fast. Verse 7. Here, everybody, let's go. Be strong. Can you hear it again? Be bold. Speak to yourself bold. Can I hear it again? Be strong and what? Everybody, let's go. Before the king of Assyria, not before all the multitude that is with him, for there are more with us. Hallelujah. Oh my God, oh my God. You are sitting down now. Do you know the angels surrounding you? Wow. Tell somebody, say, wow. There are more with you than with them. You know the reason why you are afraid is that you are not conscious of it. When a child, a little child, sees maybe masquerade, a little baby, and the mother carries this baby, the baby is at rest. Even with the masquerade, holds tightly to his mom, feeling that, who is that masquerade that will attack my mom? Said the Lord, those who are with us. That's why he calls him the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Go to the next. Okay, let's finish it. Let's take it again. Let's read it again. Let's go. Verse 7. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than them, than with him. Next verse, verse 8. Let's take verse 8. Let's go, everybody. One, two, go. With him is an arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battle. And the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Can I speak to you also this morning? Those who are with you are more than those who are with them. Fear not. Tell your neighbor and say, fear not. Don't be discouraged. More with you than with them. And with you is the Lord your God to help you in this battle. Hallelujah. Now, God, when God is with you, you can never lose any battle. When God is with you, you can never lose any battle. You can't. When God is with you, you can never lack help. You can never lack help. When God is with you, you can never lack help. Next, when God is with you, you have divine immunity against all arsenals, all weapons of powers of the enemy. When he is with you, there's a divine immunity. You know, friends, listen to this. I want you to be angry. You know, I hear this Iyube, Otata singing on the same, this devil's, arrow, and the thing comes upon the person. Ah, no. That should not be wrong. That's not Yapa. No. It should work. It will work. It shouldn't work. It shouldn't work. Something must be wrong somewhere for it to work. Oh my God, I wish I have enough time this morning. But let me just show you something. That's not the message this morning, but let me give you something. Go to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52, let's start from verse 1. Let's take it from verse 1. Just quickly rush to verse 8. Let's go, one to go. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and your clean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bones of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Verse 3. For thus saith the Lord, you are what? Sold yourself for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. Go to verse 3. For thus saith the Lord, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. What happened? Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. When Abraham went to Egypt, what happened? They took his wife. Under normal situation, pretend to bear, lie. They took his wife. You know, 1 Chronicles 16, 19 to 22 and 21, 22 says, when they were few, 1 Chronicles 16, when they were few in number, and they went from nation to nation, land to land, from one kingdom to the other. Even when they were strangers in it. Go ahead. He said, go to verse 20. Jump to verse 20, 10 to 20 now. Let's just go. Let's read it. When they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people. Verse 20, 21, quickly. Everybody, let's go. He did what? He rebuked kings for their sake. Come on. He permitted no one to do them wrong. He permitted no one to harass them. Hey, my God. You know what, God? God, when Laban wanted to harass Jacob, the Lord appeared to him in the night. And he said, you dare not do it. And you know, Laban confessed. He said, if not because of the God of your father, the fear of Jacob that appeared to me, I know what I will have done to you. I cannot do it again. I have been stopped. I pray for you from today, no more harassment. No more harassment in your dreams. No more oppression. Can I hear you say, big amen? From today, the Lord will rebuke kings for your sake. When the Lord is with you, there is divine immunity against. Look at what the scripture says. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9. So don't go down to Egypt so that the Assyrian will not oppress you. Don't go down to Egypt so that the Egyptians will not oppress you. What does it mean? Don't go into sin. Now, look at verse 9 and 10. Let's go quickly, everybody. I'm going to move very fast. Once you go, be shattered, O peoples, and be broken in pieces. Give ear, all you from far countries. Guard yourself, but be broken in pieces. Guard yourself. In other words, gather yourself, what be scattered. Gather again, be scattered. Gather again, be scattered. What is the reason? Everybody, let's go again. Want to go? Take counsel together. But it won't what? Speak the word. Oni ko si afoshe fun Jacob. Ko si afoya. Afoshe ati afoya. Oni lagbara lori yin. That's what he said. No enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Numbers 23:23. No enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Israel. No, it won't prosper. Take counsel together. It won't come to, it will come to nothing. Speak the word. It will not stand. What is the reason? Hey, hallelujah. Say, God is with me. As they take counsel together, it will come to nothing. As they speak the word, it won't come to pass. It will stand. Because God is with you. Friends, believe it. That's a reality. The Lord of hosts is with us. That Psalm 46 repeated. Oh my God. In the mouth of two or more prophets, when a word is repeated, there is something about it. In that same Psalm 46, verse 7 and verse 11, repeated the same word. The Lord of hosts is with me. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Verse 11 repeated it. The Lord of hosts is with me. Therefore, let them take counsel together. It will come to nothing. Let them speak the word. It will not stand. Because God is with me. Let them gather together. They will be scattered. Let them gather again. They will be scattered. Let them gather again. They will be scattered. As long as God is with me. Divine immunity. That's why he says that Isaiah 54, verse 15. If I didn't take it from verse 14. Let's take it from verse 14. That you will be far in righteousness, you shall be established. And you shall be far from what? For you shall not fear. You shall be far from terror. For it shall not what? Shall not come near you. You will be remote from you. There are some fasts. Dear friends, take time to study the fast. What will be far away from you in the Bible? Oppression will be far away from you. Terror will be far away from you. Sickness will be far away from you. Violence will be far away from you. Destruction will be far away from you. Evil will be far away from you. Can I hear you say bigger amen? Say, they will be removed from you. Far! 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 Everybody say far. Now, go to verse 15. That's why some people get worried. I said, people don't get worried. When people gathered against you, it's only a testimony. Don't get worried that people gathered against you. I don't know. They just gathered against me. Are you getting worried? You don't know the Bible. It is normal they will gather against you. There are some things that are just normal. They will. God didn't say they will not gather. Why are you afraid? whether in the family level, in your place of work, wherever, why are you afraid? They gather together against you. They were planning against you. Why are you worried? Don't you read the Bible? Look at what the scripture says. When the Bible uses the word surely, it means certainly. Talk to me, somebody. You know, Jesus says, most times he says, verily, I say unto you. The new King James I say, assuredly, I say to you. That is, I want to assure you it will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, they will gather against you. Oh my God. But am I saying the truth? That's the scripture. The scripture says, surely. What does it mean? Oh, surely. They will gather. Oh my God. But look at the result. Let's read it together. Let's go. One, two, go. Said, indeed, they shall surely assemble. They shall surely gather. Indeed, they shall surely. He said, but I have not approved their gathering. I have not approved. The gathering that will work against you is the one I have approved. If I approve it, it's only because I want to use that situation as a stepping stone to move you forward. You know, problems sometimes can be a promotion. If they do it, they may push you one or tao timide bi remi. If God allows it, I've experienced it before, right? You know it now. Some of you know my background. So, problem can become a promotion to you. If God approves that gathering, it is because he wants to promote you. Are you with me, church? But if he has not approved it, they will gather against you, that it won't work. I told you, in my place of work in the government office, they gathered against me. I didn't know anything about it. And my boss forced me on compulsory leave. I didn't know, and I went on compulsory leave. Because the plan, working with the headquarters, was to take the next person, my subordinate, to take over the position from me. And I didn't know anything. They gathered against me, and I was not aware. Lo and behold, because God did not approve their gathering, you know what happened? Family members turned their backs, against themselves, and they began to fight. In the midst of fighting, at the end of it all, the matter spoiled and God opened. And I was invited from the headquarters, my headquarters, I was invited to resume and take over that position. I didn't know anything. I didn't fight for it. But because God did not approve their gathering, if God had approved their gathering, it means God wanted to do something new in my life. He said, look at it. He said, they will surely gather, but not by me. I have not approved their gathering. Next scripture, look at verse 16. Verse 16. Behold, verse 17, quickly. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue in judgment you shall condemn. Divine immunity. No weapon. No weapon fashioned against you. That's the divine immunity. Divine immunity. You don't know how many afoshe and missile that the Lord is nullifying over your life every day. Nullifying that didn't work. You don't know? If God is with you, say it again, God is with me. So in the days of old, they enjoyed God with them. Everywhere God, except when they failed and God withdrew his presence from them. God also stood for them in days of old. He stood for them. I said, God can be with you. God can be with you. In other words, I'm just on your side. I am for you. Which side are you? I am for his side. God is for you. Hallelujah. God is for you. And Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 8. Ezekiel 36, verse 8. But you, O mountains, Israel, you shall go forth, your branches have gone. Go to verse 9. Okay. Let's read verse 9. Let's go. For indeed I am, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown. I am for you. Say, don't worry. I am for you. I am. That was why David could say it boldly. David said in Psalm 56 verse 9. Psalm 56 verse 9. He said, if I cry to the Lord, the only thing I need to do is just not, the only thing that can make the enemy to succeed is if I don't talk to God. If I cry to the Lord over that case, they are in trouble. If I cry to the Lord, what will happen? Everybody, let's read it. When I cry out to you, what will happen? Why? God is for me. He is for me. He is for me. He is for me. He is for me. God is for me. God is on my side. God is for me. God is for me. In Psalm 118, verse 6. He said, the Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. I am not going to fear. What can man do unto me? He's on my side. The Lord is for me. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is for me. I'm not going to fear. What can man do unto me? He is with me. He is for me. He is with me. He is for me. So I'm not going to be afraid. Let them gather together. Let them do it. The Lord is for me. He's on my side. Verse 7 says, the Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I'm going to see my desire on those who hate me. Hey. Friends, listen to this. I keep repeating it. It's very dangerous for you to hate the Lord, whom the Lord is on his side. Or the one whom the Lord is for. It's very dangerous. So that you will not become a casualty. You know, some of these occultic powers and so on, some of them have received casualty in the process of going to attack somebody they are not supposed to attack. They came back in a bad situation. They cannot confess what they have done. He said, because the Lord is for me, I will see my desires on those who hate me. He is for me. That's what Paul now said in the New Testament. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31. That's familiar. If the Lord is for me, what happened? Who can successfully be against me? They will be, not that they will not be against you, but they can't. What it should mean is that, who can successfully be against me? From the scripture we've seen, that they can be against you. They can gather against you, but they can't prosper. They won't prosper. They will take the counsel together, but it will come to nothing. They will speak the word, but it won't stand because God is with you. Because it's for you, no one of them can successfully gather against you. Because God is for you. Give me the New Living Translation of this scripture. It says you can't lose. I love it. Okay. God is for you. Who can ever be against you? Give me maybe the Amplified Bible or Message Bible and see. That's the Amplified Bible. If God is on our side, you see, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? Give me another translation, maybe. Okay, that's the Message Bible. Yeah, thank you. Let's go. So what do you think? With God on our side like this. Tell your neighbor, say you can't lose. We are, you know, sometimes we at your warning, at your warning, at your warning. Be sure you can't lose. The battle line is drawn, then you can't lose. Can I speak to somebody here today who believes this word? And I want to believe, say it. As long as God is on your side, you can't lose that battle. You will see the end of that battle. Your haters will not see your end. Can I hear you say the biggest amen? You will not lose. In the name of Jesus. Say the Lord. Say, so what do you think? With God on our side. With God for us. We can't lose. You know, last week I told you also that God with you also means there's nothing that can be impossible. Remember? God with you, meaning, you know, when you hear the scripture in the book of Luke chapter 1:37 and so on, in the Mark 10:27, Matthew 19:26, talks about God with us. Say, with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's Luke chapter 1:37. In Mark 10:27, it says, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. I join with God. Oh my God, I want you to understand it. Please, Sam, come, please come. Put your Bible down. With men, it is impossible. But as long as I join with God, nothing will be possible. With men, you join with men. One with God is more than how many? Millions of men together. As long as I join with God, the God who is the Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of the angels army. Can I tell you this? The Bible talks about the chariots of God. The Bible says the chariots of God are 20,000. Thousands of angels. The Lord is in the midst of them. Meaning that angels of God that are uncountable. He only needs to release one for you to just be in charge of your life. And the scripture says, let them gather together. But I have not approved their gathering. But for me, I join with the Lord. One, only me with the Lord, will crush their heads. The Assyrian came to fight Hezekiah. The Bible says, the number of army, millions, they were like sand. Anybody will see this and be afraid. My God, are you with me, church? Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11. Let's see what happened in the days of Asa. 14 verse 11. Under the king Asa. Okay, you can take it from, let's rush it from verse 1. Let's rush from verse 1 so that you can see what I'm talking about. Everyone, let's go very fast. So Abijah rested with his fathers and they buried. Go to verse 2 quickly. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden image. Verse 4. Go to verse 5. Verse 6. Go. Verse 7. Verse 8. Verse 9. Now, everybody, I want us to pay attention to verse 9 now. Let's go. Then Zerah, the Ethiopian, came against them with an army of what? And 300 chariots. And he came to Mali. And the army of Asa, just few of them. Let's go. Verse 10. So Asa went out against him, and they set the troops in battle array in the valley of Zephrah at Marasheth. Verse 11. And Asa, it is nothing for you to help, whether with what? Many. Or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you. And in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man. Are you with me, church? Look, don't look at the numbers. Look at the God you have. I have a very big God. Oh, I have a very big God. They went against them and they defeated them. With the millions, and they defeated them. He said, oh God, it is nothing for you. What is it for you? To help, whether with those who are many or with those few, or those who have no power. It doesn't even matter. If you want to help, you will help. It's not about the number. It's about who. It's not about who is fighting with you. It's about who is with you. It is not about who is fighting with you. Then what matters is who is with you. Who is you? If God is with you, forget about who is fighting with you. It doesn't matter. Who is your helper? Who is your ally? No wonder David said, I will lift up my eyes to the east. From whence comes my help? God. So he said, you can't lose if God is with you. Now in the generation today, I'm going to round up and let me just round up quickly with you. In our time today, under the New Testament, what the people of old did not have, we have it. God is not only with us. God is not only for us. God is now in us. Praise the Lord. Your body, the Bible says your body is the temple of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 and 17. I am a carrier of God. Anywhere I'm going, I carry God along with me. I am the house of God. I am the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 6, 19, 18 and 19 also says it. Say your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you receive from him, and you are not your own. The Holy Ghost is with me, is inside of me. Verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? The Holy Ghost inside of you. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4 says, I write unto you, little children, because you have overcome the world. Why? Because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. As in the New Testament, God is not only for me, God is not only with me, God is in me now. That is why I cannot be careless with my body. I cannot do anything that will make him to withdraw from me. That's why I cannot be careless with my life. Because I am a God carrier. I cannot allow my temple to be dirty. That's why I must preserve this temple and live in holiness. Because I am a carrier of God. As long as God is in me, gathered together, you will become nothing. The only thing that can do this, cause the trouble, is if God withdraws his presence from me. Hallelujah. God is in me. Say, God is in me. Say it again. Say it again. And if God is in you, you know, on a daily basis, what thing will happen to you? The scripture says, that Holy Spirit that is in you will keep on quickening your body. That's why your body cannot afford to die. You can't, that's why you can't, your body, there are some things that cannot stay in your body. Stranger sicknesses. Every day, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11, if the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, hallelujah, God shall by that same spirit quicken your mortal body. So every day, Holy Ghost, you are in me. It is your work to quicken this body. This body can't be dead. This body must be alive. Bones must come alive. None of my bones shall be broken. That's what it says. My bones must come alive. My brain must come alive. My organs must come alive. My kidney must come alive. My heart must come alive. Yes, every part of my life must come alive. Holy Ghost, quicken them. You dwell inside of me, quicken my eyes. My eyes must come alive. My ears must come alive. My blood system must come alive. Holy Ghost, you are in me. Quicken me. If the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in your body, degenerative diseases shall not take your body over. You know what is called degenerative diseases? Diseases that just come as a result of either old age or use. Old age or use just begin to come and say, I saw agbani kasha lebro gaya. Say, let's listen to me, everybody in this congregation. Lucy, don't ever accept it. I saw agba. Don't ever, because whatever you believe, you will leave it. Whatever you believe will happen to you. Don't believe it. I saw agba. The Bible tells me about Moses. Moses was 120 years old. His eyes never grew dim. His natural vigor never diminished. You know what it means? His body never wrinkled. Even at 120 years old, who says that you must be carried from one hospital to the other because you are old? When it is time for you to go, you to sleep and say, call your children together. I'm ready to go. Whoa, you were born. Take care, bro. Emma Jao, who elect money bear, get told you that I can see that it's about we can be who me look at no banko to go money 500 naira. And take care. So and after you are finished saying everything, you say, well, again, blessing. And say, be well with you. The Lord will fight for you. And he will not leave. And I say, move soon. Move soon. Hello, hello, Shiri, hello, Shiri, hello, Shiri, hello, Shiri. Move soon. And by the time they come back, you like that kind of departure? Not the one they'll be carrying all the bad. And they'll be talking to you. Believe it. Whatever you believe will work for you. Believe it. Don't let this mentality, this traditional mentality, I swagba. Come on. I swagba. Don't let it come to you. Believe it. If the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead, Christ was dead, the Holy Spirit quickened his body. The Bible says that same spirit lives in you. God
by that same spirit, we quicken your body. Every day, quickening it. Believe it.
You know, some of us, we believe what they say than what the Bible says. You believe what they say than what the Bible says. Believe what the Bible says. God is in you. He's quickening you on a daily basis. Hallelujah. You will grow strong. As you are advancing in age, your strength will be renewed. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Is that your amen, Kwashoko? You believe it? Can I curse the spirit of romanticism here? I curse the spirit of romanticism in this place. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are listening to me now, believe it. Every spirit of romanticism, I curse you. In the name of Jesus. I arrest every degenerative diseases. Oh my God. Whether of the eyes, whether of the prostrate, whether of the... whatever it is, in the name that is above every other name, I declare you degenerative diseases, you are arrested in the name of Jesus. We are reversed. You begin to reverse in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, please quicken the bodies of your children. Quicken them, quicken their eyes. Quicken their hearts. Quicken that heart. I don't know who I'm speaking to now. The power of God is touching you right now. That heart. The power of God, the Holy Spirit is touching that heart. Lord, quicken that heart. Lord, quicken that heart. Quicken that heart. Quicken that heart. Let every blockage begin to go. Every blockage in that heart begin to be removed now in the name of Jesus. Right now, receive the touch of God. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every kidney. Every liver. Mazobrakatale. Be quickened now in the name of Jesus. I speak to all men in this house. Man who believe it. Let the power of God come upon your prostrate. Let your prostrate be quickened. In the name of Jesus. Everyone with challenging eyes, receive the touch of God upon your eyes. Let the quickening power of the Holy Ghost begin to work in your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say it after me. The Holy Ghost is in me. Quickening my body. My eyes will not grow dim. My natural vigor will not diminish. My strength is renewed. My strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus. My strength is renewed. The Lord is for me. The Lord is with me. I cannot lose. I can never suffer loss. I have divine immunity against all missiles, all enchantment, all divination. In the name of Jesus, I tread upon the lion and the cobra. I trample on the bull. In the name of Jesus, they will not harm me. In the name of Jesus, God is with me. God is for me. God is with me. God is for me. They will surely gather. They will certainly gather. Because God has not approved their gathering, as they gather, they will be scattered. They gather again, they scatter again. They gather again. They scatter again. In the name of Jesus, they take counsel together. It shall come to nothing. They speak the word. It shall not stand.
Because the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angels army, is with me, is for me. I cannot lack help. I cannot lack help. I cannot be helpless in the journey of life. I cannot be helpless. The Lord is with me to help me. Those who are with me are more those than those with them. In the name of Jesus, with me is the Lord my God to help me and to fight for me. In the name of Jesus, when I cry to the Lord, my enemies will turn their back. This I know, for God is for me. God is for me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is for me. Among those who help me, among those who help me, so I will see my desires on all my enemies. In the name of Jesus, my enemies will not see their desire on me. I will see my desires on all my enemies. I will see the end of this affliction. I will see the end of this disease. I will see the end of this sickness. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is for me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is in me. I am more than an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. Let nobody shout the biggest amen.
As we close and go, I just want to remind you, you need to be on the Lord's side. The way to start it is by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are not born again, you've got to be born again. That's where it starts. For adventure, you will hear you are not born again. It is no longer a new thing. It is something you need for you to exist and to enjoy your life. You are not born again, or you are listening to me, you are not born again, you want to give your heart to Jesus to be on the, so that the Lord can be on your side. You want to say, Jesus, come to my side. Pastor, please will pray with me. Do I have anyone like this? You want me to pray with you? Just lift up your right hand. There's one like this. I don't know how to. Okay? And I pray for every one of us here in the name of Jesus. As the Lord is on your side, may you not do anything that will make him to leave you. In the name of Jesus, may your body be preserved. May that temple remain holy. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Hallelujah.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.